Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good and going good and all that stuff. Let's go ahead and pull a card for the show today. And it comes from my animal guide deck, and it's the gorilla. And at the bottom of the card, it says, take the time to listen compassionately to those you love, especially your family members. All right, open communication, clear communication. We are getting ready to go into a retrograde here in a few days, October 18th, I was informed. And our guest today might be able to give us some insight into that. Lisa will be here shortly, and I appreciate her joining us today. And so she'll be, like I said, joining us here in a few minutes. If you would like to be a part of the program, she will take a few calls towards the end of the program, time permitting. And it's 347-327-9316 if you would like to call into the program. All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll open with the song, and then we'll get Lisa on here with us. And let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And I just ask that you would just help us throughout this program and just speak to our hearts. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for Lisa. I thank you for the abilities inside of her, and I appreciate her taking the opportunity and the time to share those gifts with us in this now moment. Father, Mother God, surround all of us in this now moment with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and let's go ahead and open with this song.
Thank you.
And that's true. Love is lifting us higher. At least I hope that it's lifting us higher. And one thing our world needs right now is a little bit of love, right? So, and peace and all those good things. So let's go ahead and say hello to my guests. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, no problem. Could you say your last name? I didn't want to butcher it, and I'm not good at last names sometimes. So could you say your last name for us, please? And
the last name is Beretta. Lisa Beretta.
Okay. I was going to say that, so I would have been right. Hey, you know, sometimes I'm not really good with names, and so I didn't want to start off on a wrong foot here. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I've been an intuitive counselor for well over 35 years, and it's something that I've done even since I was a child. I always had instinctive feelings, and then when I was a teenager, it started to come out more and more. And even though my formal education is in art, I just was always drawn more towards astrology, the esoteric arts, the metaphysical, and really what makes us tick beyond our physical biology.
Right. That's very interesting. Now, you know, a lot of people are a little concerned about these eclipses that we're going through, and, you know, we're headed into another Mercury retrograde and all that stuff. Could you give us a little bit of insight on what you're seeing ahead
this Friday on the 18th of October? There's going to be a full moon eclipse, and that's going to be in the sign of Aries. And we have the planet Uranus, which is the sudden, the unexpected, the surprise that's going to also be involved with this eclipse. So depending on where it falls in your chart, you know, it may bring like a happy surprise, or sometimes it may bring a surprise that you don't really want to deal with, like your washing machine breaks or something, because we are coming into a Mercury retrograde starting Monday. And as we know, Mercury rules mechanical things, electrical things, communications, so we can expect some snafus there. But on the bright side, it also does bring about reunions, so you're more prone to bump into people you haven't seen in a while or hear from somebody who's been waiting to call during a retrograde.
Right. So that's a good thing. Yeah, during a Mercury retrograde, I usually surround my computer with white light because spirits like to play with my stuff anyhow, because I'm a medium, so they're always around messing with things. But during a Mercury retrograde, yeah, communication needs to be sure that we're clear on communication and you know, protect our electronic things and just slow down a little bit and, you know, and make time for those little hiccups that might come along while we're in this Mercury retrograde.
Now, right. I'd like to tell people anything that begins with an RE, like to redo or to renovate is okay, but you just want to stay away from doing electrical work during that time. But a lot of people decide to paint a room, but make sure you pick out your color before Mercury goes retrograde, or you may hate it when it goes direct again.
Yeah. I think I made that mistake one time. I was going to paint my living room, and I think I picked the wrong color and then had to repaint. So, yeah. I don't know if we were in a Mercury retrograde then, but, hey. It happens.
Yeah, maybe it was a Venus retrograde. You're not supposed to do anything with beautifying during the Venus retrograde. And we don't have one of them coming up for a while.
Okay, well, I didn't even know there was a Venus. See, I'm not an astrologer person, so I'm more into what I do, but not an astrologer person. I had a friend that was into astrology, and he would try to educate me, but I don't know. Maybe I'm a slow learner when it comes to that thing. Now, what is a Venus? What do we expect during a... Because I never even heard of that. So what is that?
Well, when Venus goes retrograde, it doesn't go retrograde as often as Mercury does. Mercury goes retrograde about once every 3 months. Uh-huh. A Venus retrograde, Venus rules money, beautifying the finer things in life, like the arts. So during a Venus retrograde, for anybody out there who's considering a different hairstyle, not the time to do it. It's really not a good time to pick out any furniture or anything to do with beautifying, and you don't really want to make an investment during a Venus retrograde, because when it goes direct, you can find that you made a large, large mistake.
Right. Now, how did you get all started in all of this? How did it come about that you decided this was your calling, and how did that happen for you?
Well, I remember as far back when I was 7 years old, when I was in grade school, I even had an interest in astrology back then, and I used to buy the little tiny books. They used to be 25 cents, and they were probably only about 4 inches high by 3 inches wide, the little pocket books that told you about your sign. And I would always ask my mom or dad to pick me up an astrology book for my sign, which is Pisces. And I would read it all the way through. And then by the time I was 14, my interest developed to the point where I wanted to start to learn how to do astrology charts. So I bought all kinds of books, and I was teaching myself. And then as I went a little further along, I was lucky enough to meet mentors who were astrologers. And they showed me things that I probably would have never been able to grasp unless I had someone teach me, such as the different forms of astrology. We're more than our sun sign. There are different horary astrology, which is a chart that you cast for a specific question. It's the closest you can come to out now fortune telling, because that chart will give you the specific answer to a specific question. There's relocation astrology. If someone wants to move, we can see if they're better here or if they're better where they're going to move. Electional astrology, it's for an event. So there's many different areas of astrology. But in my practice, I usually just stick to, you know, the person who I'm dealing with, because sometimes you can overcomplicate things if it's like too much information. So I just simplify it and go by their chart.
Right. Yeah, because like I said, I had a friend that was into it, and yeah, he tried to simplify it for me, but I got lost really quick. And so, but you know, I'm trying to figure out where my planets was, what house, and things like that. Now, what does that mean? I mean,
The interesting thing about astrology, it's broken up into the wheel is broken. The Western astrology, which I use, there are other types of astrology too. There's you know, Vedic astrology, the Indian chart, which is square, where ours is round. Each house on the wheel represents a portion of your life. Like the first house is you, your second house is your possessions, the third house are your brothers and sisters, your early education, and it goes on and on. And at any time, but because the planets change and shift after you're born, so whatever is transiting that house, say for example you have Jupiter transiting your second house, that could be a good time to come into some gifts of money or like big things in the material world. But then again, you have to look at everything, because there could always be something that's opposing it or something that's squaring it that could, you know, you get so close, but you just can't grab that brass ring. So it's always changing, and it's very, very unique to the person who you're reading. And I like what Edgar Cayce used to say about astrology. He said that, Edgar Cayce, the great American prophet psychic, he said that astrology is really meant to be used more as a guide. It's never, ever meant to take away someone's free will. So when I give a chart reading for someone, I go, this is all your potential. These are things that, you know, can come about for you, but you're the last word, whether you're getting a tarot reading, an astrology reading, or a psychic reading. It's always to guide you. It's never to take away your choices.
Definitely, yeah. And that's good. Now, you wrote a couple of books in talking about psychic stuff. You wrote one book about the Street Smart Psychic's Guide to Getting a Good Reading. What's that about, and how did that come about for you to write that?
Well, the Street Smart Psychic's Guide to Getting a Good Reading is more or less, it's to give people an idea of what it's really like to be a psychic reader on the other side of the cards. So they have an understanding of what we're dealing with, because, you know, over the years, I mean, this is really an art form. It's a way to help people, you know, more or less diagnose and get in touch with their energy body. You know, the thoughts that you create and what you put inside your own energy field. And it's been given more of like a frivolous sort of, you know, like quote-unquote fortune-telling aspect, and it's really beyond fortune-telling. So in that book, I explain what you should really expect from a reading, how to get a good reading, the different types of readers that you can go to depending on what you're looking for. And also Chapter 3 was meant for anyone out there who is in this profession, what the psychics have to deal with, because, you know, we get different types of people, and, you know, there are certain clients that after you give them the answer to the question, if they don't like that answer, they're going to ask you a second question and just rephrase it differently until they get the answer that they want. So sometimes it could be frustrating for readers, because some people just don't get it. It's really about working with their energy, and we're only decoding what they already put out there for themselves.
Right. Yeah, we're only picking up the energy that's already, that they've already put out and created.
Exactly.
Right. Because usually a lot of times, you know, people say, well, you know, they call me and say, well, Michael, can you tell me this? And, you know, and all I'm doing is just reaffirming what they've already, you know, are feeling themselves and stuff like that. So, you know, but a lot of times we need that guidance. We need that direction. Now, you know, let's say that I don't know anything. We're just going to play this for a minute. Let's say I don't know anything about psychics. I've never gone to a psychic. What is that one thing that I should be, what should I be asking myself? And what kind of questions should I be looking at when I go to see a reader?
When you go to see a reader, the thing I suggest is, first thing you want to do is make sure you know who you're going to. Either you have a good referral or the person is reputable, you've heard of them, because there are, just like you have bad doctors, lawyers, and people of any profession, you can get a reader who doesn't keep their own energy clear, and there's such a thing called as entanglement. When you sit across from somebody and you're letting them in your energy field, if they're not balanced and they're crazy and they don't clear between readings, you're going to pick that up. The same way you can catch a common cold from someone who has a cold, you can get entangled in some type of crazy energy. So you want to make sure that you're clear, you're grounded, and you know who you're going to. And when you go there to get a reading, usually you do have a concern and you need guidance other than from your friends or your relatives. You just want someone to get into your energy and help you figure out what's in there, because it can be confusing at times. You want to go, and I think the toughest thing for us as psychics to deal with is when we get an angry person, you know, somebody who's all worked up, because we're going into their energy, and it's like, wow, we have to protect ourselves with our body armor, like a piece of hematite or something, just so, you know. So it's like, don't be angry. Try to keep yourself kind of balanced and keep your emotions settled down before you go to get a reading, because if you're all emotional and you're not together, your reading's only going to be as good as you are.
Yeah, because I had one time a person come to me, and I could tell as soon as they were walking up, I was reading at a shop at that time, and I could, you know, tell as they were walking up towards my table that they've had a bad day.
I've had them.
Yeah, and I watched their aura, and I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. So even before we started, you know, I did a grounding exercise with them, because they were all over the place, and you know, I told him, I said, I can't pick up right now because your energy is all over the place. And so
They're too scattered.
Yeah,
you really have to formulate. Why are you going? It's the same reason if you're going to a doctor to get a physical diagnosis.
Right.
You know, if you're upset, your blood pressure is going to be higher and they may get a false reading on your blood pressure. Get yourself calm and just know that, you know, whatever professional you're going to, they're there to help you. You know, so just try to keep your emotions in check.
Yeah,
emotional energy can be wild.
Right. Definitely. I usually tell people, write down your questions, because when you get there, you know, a lot of your nerves are going to kick in and you're going to forget, you know, some of the questions that you might have wanted to ask. So it's a good idea to write those down. I mean, I know it helps me as a psychic, you know, to have that from the person I'm reading, you know, have those written down so I can, you know, look at them, or, you know, we can check them off for them.
Exactly.
Would you agree with that? Yeah. And now, and another thing that I always, especially on phone readings, I always have, like, you know, a lot of background noise. Does background noise affect you a little bit, or, you know, it affects me?
It depends on what the background noise is. If it's just the normal sounds of my environment, you know, right. You know, something very simple. But if there are people talking in the background asking questions, it's like, that's not good, because I've had the circumstances where I'm trying to read someone and their friend is in the background saying, ask her this, ask her that, ask her. You know, that's distracting, because it's, wait, you know, it's like you're being pulled in so many different directions. So you should be, you know, respectful of the situation. We're dealing with your energy. That is your vital life force. More than anything, your energy, you know, it should be protected, and you want to make sure that, you know, it's just between you and the reader. And I like it when it's more private anyway, because some people exploit their problems and they, you know, they're shouting them out to their friends in the background, and it really convolutes everything.
Right. Yeah, I'd rather have that quiet. I usually ask them, you know, if possible, you know, to be, you know, by themselves in a place where they're not going to be disturbed by cell phones or, because I notice a lot of times when I read, if a phone goes off, you know, it jars my energy a little bit and, you know, and it takes a little bit to get back to that. So, you know, I just tell, you know, quiet, be good. Do you do that as well or?
Yeah, and a lot of things, I guess you get this question too, Michael, where people always want to know, I'm guilty of it myself when I get readings, because when I read myself, I'm looking for the glass half empty instead of half full. Timing, when,
right.
Everybody
oh.
wants to know, when.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, time doesn't exist the way we've been taught that it exists, linear, as past, present, future. Everything is going on. The past is still present, and the present is all part of the future, what we're creating at any given
right.
moment. So timing, I use the astrology for timing because it helps me give more of a ballpark possibly when. Everything is potential energy. If you know, you can hold a match in your hand, and once you strike it, it's a flame. So when you give somebody, you know, something's going to happen as soon as they say when, and they want to hold you right to that date, you know, that's
right.
a lot of pressure on the reader.
Right, yeah. I usually tell them that timelines are very tricky because, I mean, anything can change, you know. Any you know, if they do something, that could change, you know, the timeline, change that
exactly.
energy. Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, timelines are really tricky. But
yeah,
astrology probably does help. Yeah,
it does help because I can look at the planets, and if I see a transit to a planet, I could say, okay, let's expect it in around this time. And I like to give a range. You
right.
know, and sometimes it'll be right on the day, and sometimes it may be a little bit before or a little bit after, but it's, you give somebody a range. Because everybody has a different sense of timing anyway. If you tell someone, I'll call you back in 5 minutes, your 5 minutes may be 20 minutes, and their 5 minutes may be like 2 minutes. You know, when you're anxious, time can either fly by or stand very still. So, you know, timing is difficult.
Now, you know, do you do readings in person or over the phone, or how do you do those?
I do the majority of my readings over the phone, and
right.
a lot of people wonder, well, how can you do that if I'm not in front of you? I used to do it in person all the time, but I find it to be a lot easier over the phone. When I connect with somebody's energy, you don't have to have them sitting right in front of you, and sometimes when they're right in front of you, I try not to even look at them because you can be overly influenced by their body language. If you hit on something that
right.
you know is making them uncomfortable, you might think maybe they're not ready to hear this, and I have a tendency to pull back a little bit, you
right.
know, so because I'm always trying to be conscious of, you know, what their state is when you're reading them, you know.
Right.
So over the phone, it's a little bit more relaxed. Do you have a preference?
I have a phone, and what's funny with me is when I started doing this show, you know, I sort of was a little concerned if I could pick up. You know, because I was doing face-to-face readings before I started doing this, you know, this kind of a format. But I find it easier also because a lot of times, like you said, you know, the person in front of you could get emotional, that, you know what I'm saying, and so that could, you know, slow down the reading a little bit because you're worried about, okay, are they ready to handle what I'm about to tell them?
Exactly.
You know,
you have to, like, take that into consideration.
Right. Because I had a lady one time that came to me, and, you know, after the reading, she was really upset because some things came out. And I just told her, I said, you know, you need to sit here for a little bit with me and, you know, and just calm down. And, you know, we did some breathing exercises because, you know, the one thing, a lot of times, you know, a real reader is going to start with some information. You never know what's going to come up, you know.
That's right, yeah. It's true.
You know, I've had a lot of stuff. I always tell people that usually with my readings, you know, they go right to the root or to the situation, so we don't do a lot of beating around the bushes and all that kind of stuff. We get right to the heart of the issue. But, you know, as a reader, do you find that you have a responsibility for the person that you're reading? You know, of how do you do that? Because I know, like with me, I'm always, you know, worried if they're ready emotionally to handle what, you know, I know that spirit wants to tell them. Have you ever had that? How have you worked through it?
Yeah, that's difficult because, you know, I get a lot of readings that have to do with relationships and about career situations. And someone may be, you know, very excited about somebody that they met, but if I'm picking up and getting it that you know, this might be the person for right now, but it doesn't look like it's going to be forever. You don't know. Do you want to burst their bubble? Because you have to keep into consideration, we're not allowed to deny anyone the experiences that they're supposed to have on a karmic level either. So, you know, I always try to tell them, but the choice is yours if you want to go further with this person. I kind of gently put it out there because you're right, we do have a responsibility. We don't want anybody to leave in worse condition than when they came.
Right, no. No, we don't want, you know, we don't want people screaming out of the, you know, out of the building saying, no, I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good for business.
No. And there are some things, I've had it where someone will ask me a question, and I won't get the information. They'll be like, well, why didn't you get it if you're psychic? It's because there are some things you're not supposed to know yet because it will take you off the course that you're supposed to be on.
Yeah.
So not every question will have an answer.
No. Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure you get this as well. You know, I get people that when, you know, they're wanting somebody coming into their life, they're saying, well, Michael, what, you know, can you describe this person? And they want me to do it, like, all the way to the detail. And I'm going, you know, Spirit wants some things left, you know, unknown. You know?
That's right. Because if you start saying, well, it's going to be somebody with a J initial, then if they meet somebody with a K initial, they're not even going to give them the opportunity. We know we can be off, too.
Right.
You know, we're not infallible. Yeah.
Right.
So just know when you're going to meet the right person and we tell you that it looks like it's going to be in March and it's going to be at a social situation and it would be through a friend of a friend, take that and see what happens and let it unfold naturally.
Because, I mean, we do the best to our ability and sometimes, like you said, we don't always get it right. You know, we do
exactly.
The best we can. Yeah. We have off days, too.
We do have off days. That's what people have to understand. I get a lot, too, if you're psychic, how come you didn't win the lottery?
Yeah, right.
Because it's not about that. I mean, there are doctors that they're great doctors, but they get sick too.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So and it's not about winning the lottery. It's not about we're not dealing with the material world. We're dealing with the energy world.
Right. Yeah. I think the one thing that I see on our planet right now is we're too involved with the physical and not enough with the spiritual or the energy part of our planet and with ourselves as well. Would you agree with that?
Exactly, and that's why I wrote my second book, The Book of Transformation, to let people know that the whole planet is going through a shift. We have, you know, our sun is changing, and we're at a different place within the galaxy right now. We're pulling in different energy from the cosmos, which affects our own personal electromagnetic field, our aura, our subtle bodies. You know, that's where we pick the energy up first. So this energy is shifting, and that's why a lot of people are starting to find the material world is not all that it's cracked up to be. It's if anything, that's where you find your biggest lessons and your biggest disappointments because you put too much stock in the material world. You know, and that comes and goes. And I think everybody saw that. That was evident back in 2008 when we had, you know, the economic crash, you know, so your money doesn't mean anything. It's who you are that means everything.
Right. And, you know, and I think that a lot of the stuff we're going through right now on our planet is to teach us lessons. And, you know, I told people the other day on the program when was on air, you know, that everything that we go through happens for a reason. It's teaching us something about ourselves or about others or about the world around us. Would you agree with that?
Oh, sure, I do. I really do. And I find that a lot of people are getting more in touch with their own extrasensory senses, their own psychic senses. They're more aware of the feelings that they're getting now, which is a good thing because we all have extrasensory senses. We have our five physical senses, but we also have corresponding psychic senses that go along with them. But because you're not taught about it in school or you're not told how to develop them, they're just pushed aside. It's like having a cell phone and you don't know all the apps on the phone, so you only know how to call people and get your messages. You don't know everything else it can do. But right now, since we're shifting into this new energy, a lot of people are going through their own personal transformation and awakening and realizing, hey, I kind of knew that was going to happen, or they're paying more attention to their own feelings. And I like those clients because when they come to me, it's like they realize that they also have the ability, and I try to tell the ones that are at that level, like, how to work with it and trust their own answers.
Right. Now, what is the I'm glad you were talking about the Book of Transformation. What is it basically, what's that book about?
Well, this book is about the energy change that the whole planet is going through right now. And we can't deny it. Everything is changing. And if you even look at our technology, it's, you know, we're going to be able to surpass our technology where you can send a text message to someone on the other side of the world. But we also have the ability to telepathically connect with people. You know, and we're there, but if you don't use it, you're not going to be aware that you can do it. And this energy shift is bringing us to this point where, like, hey, you know, we are energy. Everything's energy. As the Lakota Indians call it, Matakwiasin. Everything's related. So when you start to look at things as the whole instead of just being separate from everything, it's not about being separate anymore. It's about being part of the whole and how we should all be concerned about our thoughts are creating, you know, the thoughts for all of humanity, and to be more conscious of what we think, what we do, how we treat people, and just who we are.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, I would say, you know, for ourselves, for me anyhow, you know, 2010 and on, you know, has been a lot of changes for me personally on a personal level. And I think a lot of times we're, you know, we get in those stuck places, you know, that stuck energy. Would you agree with that? Sometimes we just
we all do. And even as psychics who work in this profession, we get stuck because, you know, it's like you shift up to one level and it's like, wow, now you have to move on. Like, how do you do it? Like, how do you – it's about letting go of attachments. A lot of people have energy cords. They're still attached to things that happened to them when they were a child, and they don't realize it. But that energy cord, even though you can't see it, it's there. And if you still harbor grudges or a bad attitude or false beliefs or anything that could hold you back – it blocks you from moving forward. So it's about not having attachments. It's about letting go of things you don't really need. It's really good, too. I tell a lot of people, get rid of the clutter around you. You know, this clutter all holds energy. It's all attachments. And get rid of what you don't need. It's lighten your load. And then you find that you open yourself up to more possibilities for new things to come in and embrace the change instead of being afraid of it.
Right. Yeah, and I think that a lot of times, you know, for myself, I can only speak for myself, you know, there was a time when I was afraid to move forward because I was familiar with the energy I was in, you know. And then
comfort zone.
Yeah. And then when we start having, you know, moving up to higher vibrations, I go, okay, whoa, the energy just shifted. You know, how do I work with this now? Because the one thing I think that a lot of readers are having a hard time with, and maybe you can help us with this as well, you know, because of these energy shifts, we're not picking up the same way. You know, does that make sense to you? I mean,
it
know for myself.
Totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, because I know for myself, I'm not picking up the same way I was. You know, and right now I'm definitely going through a shifting, you know, my energy. And so, you know, I'm not picking up the same way I was. But I find
that's
better.
That's exactly it, yeah. The shift that we're going through, like we're going from just, say, regular television to cable. There's so much more out there available, and it can be overwhelming sometimes when you go through a shift. And I find that a lot of people call up now and their relationships are ending, not so much because somebody is cheating on somebody. They're relating different. If you find this as we go through the shift, sometimes people that you were friends with for a long time or in a relationship with, or even a job that you've had for a long time, all of a sudden doesn't feel right because you're not – your vibration is maybe too high, so in order to come back down to where you are, it actually hurts, you know. And it's about being fearless, leading a fearless life. Let go of some things and know that there's something else better that's going to come along. We'll get stuck in that fear, which is false emotions appearing real. We think if we lose this job or we lose this relationship, we will have nothing. No, you won't. You'll find there's something else. There's always something else that's going to come in. You know, but you can't be with fear because when you stay fearful, you start to attract fearful situations and other fearful people.
Definitely. Now, can you do, I don't know, can you do, we got a little bit of time to do a couple readings. Can you do those on air? Or?
Sure. You know, I whatever the format is, okay. I'm up for it.
Okay. Let's go ahead and at least get Laura on here with you. And what do you need from her to be able to read her? Do you need her birthday?
Just the birthday is good.
Okay, all right. You're on air. Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
My birthday is October 1st.
October 1st?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need the year?
If I can just go by your sun sign because I know that you're a Libra. You don't know what your rising sign is or anything, right?
No, but I was born at 1:14 in the afternoon.
Okay, so you possibly could be an Aquarius or a Pisces rising. But what I can tell you about Libras, they are coming out of a bad time because Saturn was going through Libra for about the past 2.5 years, and that was like a real learning experience for a lot of Libras. Found that maybe times were a little bit challenging, but coming out of it right now. So with being a Libra, for you, I would tell you that something is going to come about for you, and I'm just getting the month of March around you, something significant around March that could be part of a change. And it doesn't necessarily have to mean a move to a house, but it could mean something to do with a change in finance or income around that time, but it's not going to be bad. It's coming out of a tough time. March is a significant month for you.
It's funny that you said a move to a house because that's what I want. I want a move to a house desperately. And then it's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah, you know what? I think if you can hang out to around March, you may find that that's going to be the best time for you. Like I was saying earlier, sometimes timing's a little bit off. Maybe it's February, maybe it's April, but right in around that time. But it would be more of a good investment instead of something that you're just doing because you feel you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and you are coming out of a time where it was just like one thing after another. The past 2.5 years could have been just one thing after another where you felt maybe it was setting you back a little bit, but that's in the past.
Well, that's good to know because it's actually been going on longer than 2.5 years. So I'm due for some good news, let me tell you.
I don't know. And what happened in around the date that I'm getting was this past, like around Labor Day, maybe the week after Labor Day, there could have been a big turning point for you too. I know sometimes it's hard to remember back that far because I can't even remember last week sometimes, but somewhere in around that time there was a turning point.
You know what I did? I took a trip and did something out of the norm, and I went to Vegas to celebrate my birthday that was in October. So I actually went around the Labor Day weekend.
Okay, so maybe that was a good turning point. Maybe it shifted you into the next level of where you have to be.
That would be great. I had a feeling, too, that it was, because I haven't been, for a long time, I haven't really been doing anything for myself to have fun. So I decided, you know, I'm going to start having fun and getting out and doing more stuff. So that was...
You said the magic word. You said feeling. You know, if more people would just, your body will talk to you, and so will your energetic body. And then when you get that feeling or that urge, sometimes we deny ourselves and we start saying, oh, time is not right or money's not right. Go with your feeling, because when you go with your feeling, you could be surprised. It's going to land you where you need to be.
Yeah, and that's what I did. I just decided that was going to be, I was turning over a new leaf, and I was going to go for it, and I had been wanting to do it for a long time. I said, now's the time, and I decided to do it, so I did, and I did feel that it was a turning point, to be honest with you. I did feel that way.
And now this full moon eclipse that we're going to have on Friday, this doesn't mean something's going to happen to you on Friday, but since it's in the Libra Aries axis, that could be something to do with relationships, too. That could...
And I also feel that that's...
Hello?
Yeah, I think that we lost her.
Probably a cell phone.
Yeah. Oh, I think she's back now. Oh, nope. I think spirits are messing with the
we're feeling the retrograde already, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Well, like I said, I have little spirits that like to play games when I'm on air, and I think that's sort of what's happening. But hopefully that helps that caller, and I just wanted to give people a sample of what you do, and because I know that, astrology goes into a lot of details. Is that true? I mean, if you did a chart for somebody, is there a lot more details that come out?
Oh, yeah. If I had somebody's chart in front of me, I can see different planets rule different things, and depending where they land in your chart, you know, the moon is our emotional makeup. So say, for example, we're born and we have the moon in the eighth house, we might have a lot of emotional issues with other people's money, debt, life and death type of situations. And then again, it could be a planet could come along and transit the moon where it will nullify that, or else it might work it up a little bit. So each person's chart is unique to them. And I've had the question too, well, what about twins? Like, how about twins? How come they don't have the same thing that happens to them? Because we have to also take into the account karma. You know, just because you're born on the same day and your charts are similar and you're only a few minutes apart, karma has a lot comes in too. So as an astrologer, I always have to be open to karmic things also, how you play out your karma.
Okay. Now, what about, this would be a good question to ask you, what about like past lives? Do they affect your chart, or how do they come into play?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm working on now, Michael. I'm researching past lives because that was always a big interest to me because I'm in touch with my past lives. When I look for a past life in the chart, I look at the nodes of the moon, which are basically the rising sign and a descendant of the moon. Like we have a rising sign for our sun sign. And the nodes of the moon are very foretelling of your karma. Usually the south node shows what you brought into this life from your prior incarnation. And the north node shows how you should fulfill it to rectify any type of karma. And Saturn sometimes is a player in past lives. But the thing that's interesting with past lives through my research, we do carry cellular memory from our ancestors and from even if somebody was, some people say, well, how come if you look in past lives, you have about a dozen people who think that they were Marilyn Monroe. How could everybody be Marilyn Monroe?
Right.
Not everybody could be the reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe, but epigenetically, which means, you know, because of a condition that, like, tags our genes, you're part of the experience of Marilyn Monroe. Maybe you had a relative that was really into that whole experience, and it leaves a cellular memory that's actually passed on. And the study of epigenetics is proving this, that, wow, there really is something to past lives.
Because I was just sitting here and thinking, you know, because I know that I've had, you know, a past life, and I was thinking, okay, how does that work into, you know, into my chart? And so that, you know, I thought, well, I have a person that probably would know that. So,
yeah, your south node. Do you know where your south node is located by any chance?
I don't. I have no idea.
You'll have to call me after the show, and I'll look it up for you, and I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will do that. Now, how do we get hold of you? If somebody wants to get a hold of you or learn more about you, how do we do that?
The best way to get a hold of me is to go to my website, which is www.lisaberetta.com. That's B-A-R-R-E-T-T-A. And there's a little thing you could click. It says to contact me, and I do answer all my emails.
Okay. Yeah, because I actually have your site pulled up at the moment. And now, how did the Book of Transformation, let's go back to that really quick before we have to say goodbye to you. How did that come about? How did you start on that book?
The thing that really inspired me with that book, prior to 2012, I was getting bombarded with phone calls from people who were so afraid that it was the end of the world.
Right.
I started getting phone calls like 2 years before 2012, that is it going to be the end of the world and the Mayan calendar is going to end. And all of a sudden I was inspired to, like, no, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's going to be an opening of a portal for us to relate to the world differently.
Right.
And show us how we can transform along with the planet and all the exciting things that happen. In the book, I explain there's a section about, like, seeing certain number patterns, how certain aches and pains relate to even shifting into a higher vibration, what organs of your body even hold a certain memory. And it's really a good handbook for anybody who is trying to grasp, like, what we're going through now as humanity and also the planet.
Right. And now we can get your book on your site, or how do we get a hold of your books if we're wanting to get
hold of it? Yes, you can go to the publisher's website, which is newpagebooks.com, And there are different buying options. You can buy it through New Page. You can buy it through Amazon. You can buy it through Barnes & Noble. There are other independent booksellers that also have the book.
Okay, because I was thinking, man, I've for some reason I was drawn when I was looking at your website, I was drawn to the Book of Transformation, and so I probably will get that. But, you know, because I followed my intuition, and my intuition was telling me to look at that book, and too bad I couldn't have got it before the show, and I could have glanced it over. But now, is it on Kindle? Do you know if it's on
Yes,
Kindle?
Yes, it is. It's on Kindle, and there's one section, I believe it's chapter 2, that I covered, how to really open up your psychic senses. Like,
right.
A lot of people don't realize their root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, that's
right.
Psychic smell. So that's how come a lot of people say, well, how come when mediums go into a situation and they're doing some type of a paranormal investigation, how come they'll pick up an odor that's not there? Because they have that chakra tuned in to pick up and use their psychic sense of smell. They use it, so they've exercised it, and they opened it, and we all have that ability.
Right. Because, I mean, like, my ability, you know, is what I've tuned in a whole lot more is my hearing. And I can pick up sounds, you know, a long ways away because I've used that muscle. I've trained myself to be able to distinguish between, you know, this realm and, you know, the spiritual realm or the energy realm.
So that means you have a well-developed throat chakra because the throat chakra is actually where we have our psychic hearing. Everybody thinks, well, you know, you speak through the
right.
throat chakra, but actually that's your psychic hearing is in your throat chakra.
So, and now how do we, I think I already asked you that question, how do we get hold of you? Because there was something that just ran across my vision here and confused me for a minute, an energy. My dog's around here too, so. Now, do you do mediumship stuff or do you just stick with the psychic and the astrology stuff? That's a good question to ask you.
You know, I never know. It depends on who I'm reading. You know, I can just read somebody through the astrology or if they want me to throw some tarot cards. But if I'm with a person who is open to mediumship, I can tune into that. And sometimes I don't even realize I'm doing it. I remember one time reading a woman and all of a sudden I told her, I said, I'm picking up a woman and she's surrounded by bolts of material and sewing machines. And I said, I just keep on picking her up. And there was a silence. And then after about 5 minutes, she, you know, was sobbing, and she said, my grandmother was a seamstress down south, and she said she was always sewing, and she must be coming through. I said, well, then I take that as confirmation that what I'm telling you then is we're on the right track, because I felt it to be a good energy. And you have to be careful with mediumship, because
yes.
you don't know who you're picking up. You know, there's a lot of energy out there. Could you be picking up a fragmented energy? Are you really picking up a legitimate energy? So you have to be very discerning as a psychic medium to make sure you know what you're getting into.
Right. And, you know, and you also, the one thing that I always tell people, you know, also be sure that you're protected and you take those steps to protect your own. You know, you mentioned it earlier, to protect our own energy. You know, because
that's vital.
You know,
that's vital.
It, very vital. Because when I first started years and years ago, I wasn't cleansing my energy between readings, and because I didn't even know that. You know, I didn't know how to do that yet, and I got really drained really quick. And then once I learned that, I was like, whoa, okay, this is a whole lot better.
That used to happen to me too. I used to get really bad headaches, and
yeah.
when I first started out, and then I had a woman who was a professional and. She told me, she goes, well, you're not clearing. And I said, what do you mean clearing? She said, oh, no. She said, you're absorbing everything. You're like a sponge. You're
yep.
like an open portal for all this energy. She said, between readings, at least burn some sage or wash your hands in some sea salt and protect yourself. Always put that white light around you so we have boundaries. You know,
yep.
so we pick up what we're supposed to pick up, and it keeps us from picking up incidental things that could be harmful to people. You know, we just want to give them the information that they're supposed to have at that time.
Right, definitely. Well, I hate to say this, but we're out of time. But it's
bye.
Been a it flies by. But I appreciate you being here, and we'll have to have you back some other time because I love your energy. I love what you were teaching us today. I learned a whole lot of stuff myself, so I appreciate I appreciate you being here. Anything that you would like to say before we let you go?
I would just like to tell people, you know, we're all shifting into this new energy, and if you can, please pick up the Book of Transformation. It's really an important piece of work for anybody who wants to know where we're headed and how we're changing and how to handle the change.
Yeah, because like I said, I was drawn to it, and I'm definitely going to get it myself. But it's been a pleasure having you here, and like I said, you're always welcome to come back, so we'll have you back in the future. And,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great evening. All right.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, go to her website. It is www.lisabaretta.com, lisabaretta.com. That's LISABARRETTA.com. All right. Lisa, thank you so much for being here. We're done. So appreciate, you know, everybody listening today and listening to the show archived. And we're going to pause for just a second because I have energy that is with me, and I want to be sure why this energy is here. Okay. So, all right, but we do appreciate you being here. I will be on air tomorrow. We're going to be on in the morning tomorrow. I'm going to change my time, and we might be changing the time of the show, and I'll be explaining all that tomorrow on the program. But tomorrow we will be on tomorrow, as far as I know, we will be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. And then I do have a guest will be with me. Jeffrey Stillman will be with me on Thursday, and a very interesting guest, and somebody I've never had on the show, and what he does I've never had on the show. I don't want to give it away. We'll have some suspense and all that stuff. So he'll be on the show on Thursday. All right. But I will be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. Okay? All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Check out Lisa's website. And astrology really intrigues me. I've tried a little bit. I just don't get it myself, but that's just not my area of expertise, but I'm glad that there are people like Lisa that is their expertise. I have a friend that does astrology as well, and always amazing what, and you know, my friend that picks up stuff, you know, always amazing of how accurate they are by looking at my chart and stuff like that. So, all right, let's go ahead and close out for today. So you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Continue to breathe. While we're in this time of transformation, this time of change, breathe. Okay? We just get, do you know that breathing really does help? When I have those tense moments, I'll just breathe. And then it really does help. And that's why I focus on it, because that, just taking a breath. You know, have you ever been like in an argument and you're just going blah, 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 blah? If you take a breath, you might stop arguing. I'm just saying. So take a breath and just breathe through this time of change, because we have to have change, and that's what's happening right now. All right? Not just for you, for our planet as well, as Lisa was saying. Okay? Get the book. I plan on getting it, just to glance at it and read it through, the Book of Transformation. All right? Let's go ahead and I'll tell you goodbye for today. Like I said, we'll be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Peace be with you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. Blue sky, let the past be gone and remember.